In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. And same in the beginning with God, all things was created by Him. Without Him was nothing made that was even made, because in Him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shined so bright that darkness could not even comprehend. After the fall of man in the Garden of Eden, man lost the authority that was given to him by God. Mortals lost the access that was given to them by the immortal. But whatever comes out of God is God, so God cannot forsake Himself. For the redemption of man, a meeting held in the heavenlies among the Trinity and the Godhead spoke, "Who will go for us? Who do we send?" And the Son said, "Here am I, send me." Prophet Isaiah had a glimpse into what happened in that realm. So he painted pictures with words when he said in the Messianic prophecy, "Unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. He will be the greatest pillar ever that the government of the world will rest on his shoulders. He will be called Wonderful Counselor, King of Kings, Prince of Peace, Everlasting Father, Faithful God." That is who he is. He is the faithful God. 4,000 years after the fall of man, words of prophecy don't die because they carry internal echoes. For those words to come into fruition and come to pass, an angel by the name Gabriel was sent from the heavenlies into the earth realm. When he came, he met her. He said, "Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed the fruit of the womb, Jesus." She became scared and downcasted and said, "What have I done to deserve such great salutation?" But the angel said, "No fear. You don't find favor with God. You will conceive and bear a child. His name will be called Jesus Christ, Emmanuel, God with us." She said, "Angel, this one won't take happen." She said, "Me, I know no man, and a virgin I be." The angel said, "No fear, God go run him. The hand of the Lord will come upon you. The power of the Almighty will overshadow you, because the picking where your belly won't carry, now God won't pick him." She no fit doubt what in the angel talk, because in words carry weight as even tongue they gene. She said, "Let it be so according to your word." So she gave birth in a manger in Bethlehem. She gave birth to the unchangeable changer, the CEO of the myriads of angels, who made himself familiar, but still yet the world called him a stranger. Amazing, amazing. The Son is gazing. The birth of this significant kid affected the ecosystem of the world, and it reflected in the stars. The astrologers, the three wise men, journeyed from the east just to pay allegiance to the King of Kings. They didn't come alone, they came with their gift, may gold and frankincense, just to honor the internal rock of ages. The hope of mankind is born. The light of the world is born. For men to have a taste of God, they have to meet Jesus Christ, because he is the salt of the earth. I say, for men to have a taste of God, they have to meet Jesus Christ, because he is the salt of the earth. I know this Yuletide season come with so many seasons, like here in Africa, we call it Harmattan. There, overseas, they call it winter. I know it comes with too many pleasurable drinks like chicken, rice, and some other nice dishes. But don't forget that we are God's outstretched arms to the world. Let's reach out to them and help them. Let's give them a taste of who God is, because at the end of the day, Jesus is the reason for the season. Always will he be the reason for the season. Happy Christmas.